Now I'm standing here, yeah, I found my light. Turn my pain into purpose.
Welcome to the Luke Mindtail Podcast. Welcome to Monday Mindset. Welcome to the Dream Chasers. Welcome to YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome to another episode. Welcome to another moment in time where we get to spend some time together. I hope that this time that you spent will be a moment that really changes your life, okay? And I really want to focus on trusting the process today, wherever you're at in your life. And if you're working towards something, let us know in the comments right now. What's the one goal that you're working towards? What's one thing that you know that you're working towards right now that you know you need to trust the process? And I'll elaborate a little bit more. Some of you guys may have heard trust the process before. You know, when I first started this journey, 100,000%, I heard trust the process and I was like, what's trust the process? And you don't really know how far you can go unless you actually trust the process. You know, you don't know your potential unless you give yourself a chance and you trust the process, you know, and just so you're aware, a lot of the times we don't start because whatever we're trying to do is just unfamiliar. It's not normal for our mind to comprehend our future because it's not your reality. It's not normal for your mind to comprehend the future because it's not your reality. Okay. Notice how I repeated myself there so that it could sink in a little bit more. Okay. So anything that you haven't experienced in your life in the present moment is unfamiliar. So that's why your imagination is so powerful. What's your imagination? Well, your imagination is, okay, let me just close my eyes and think about where I want to be in 12 months' time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, I can see myself. I can see what I'm doing. I can see where I'm going. I can see who I'm working with. I can see where I'm traveling. Oh my goodness, I'm imagining, right? That's your imagination. So now if you can imagine it, can you make it come true? That's the question. So I take myself, and of course, I'm only going to use myself as an example because I'm living my life and I know where I was 8 years ago. I know where I was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and I was not where I'm at right now. I was not doing what I'm doing right now. I was not as successful as I am right now. I was not as confident as I am right now. I didn't believe in myself as much as I believe in myself right now. I didn't know myself as much as I know myself right now. I didn't love myself as much as I love myself right now. I wasn't sure of myself as I'm as sure as of myself right now, you know? So the purpose of this message for you guys right now is to really to help you to just allow yourself to be here in this moment right now and be okay where you're at, but also be able to make a discerned decision today. Do I want to be in this same spot in 12 months' time or even in 6 months' time or even in 3 months' time? You know, I've always lived by the mindset that every single day I'm moving forward, every single day I'm growing, every single day I'm becoming better, every single day I'm making progress. Now, if I'm making progress every single day, Tony Robbins, one of the best motivational speakers in the world, one of the best life coaches in the world, one of the best business coaches in the world, leadership coaches, whatever other labels you want to give Tony Robbins, he says progress equals happiness. And what I was just explaining to you is all about progress. And he has a point. Like he has a point. When you know that you are making progress every single day towards your dreams, your goals, and whatever you're trying to manifestation, whatever you're trying to manifest, whatever you're trying to bring into your reality, it's a good feeling. It's a fulfilling feeling. You know, the feeling, and that's what we, that's how we live on. Okay, so what do we live on? We live on this inside ourselves. Like, how do I feel today? Am I making? Because if you're not making progress, ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the biggest issues that we struggle with. Because deep down, I really believe that somehow, some way, there is a soul, there is an energy within you that is born with you, that is born to expand. Right? It's not born to shrink itself, you know? So let's just say, for example, you grew up with a lot of fear, right? Maybe you were belted as a child. Maybe your parents told you to be quiet all the time. Maybe you were always told, no, you can't do that. Maybe you always went through experiences of rejection. Maybe you were disowned. Maybe you were never loved, never heard. So as you evolved and as you grew up, you have grown up with so much fear and doubt in your mind. now as a grown adult, you still live in that child, in that teenager that was living in fear, that childhood mindset, okay? So I've said this thousands of times, not thousands, but a lot. I've said it a lot, okay? We are broken children. That's it. We are grown adults, but many of us haven't healed our childhood, right? We're not aware of it. We don't understand how we are still functioning as grown adults, yet we're really functioning as children still. But we look like adults, but we're still functioning with a child mindset. But where did that evolve from? Well, it evolved from what experiences I went through when I was a child. So if I went through all those experiences that created a lot of fear and rejection and pain and uncertainty, you know, and doubt in our mind, so now what we're really doing is the brain is so programmed, so conditioned, and it's blocking the soul from expanding. And the soul wants to expand. It wants to expand into your potential. It wants to expand into your greatness. And I truly believe it. You know, I'll talk to you about my music right now because music for me has always been something I've been passionate about, you know. And with AI now, technology is just getting better and better and better, okay. And once upon a time, I was using technology to download music. I was creating CDs. I was compiling fucking CDs, audios into a list. I was putting it on a CD. I was writing DJ Lukey C. I would put the CD in the computer. I would burn it and I would give it to my sister, my brother-in-law. I'd make CDs for my grandma, all this Polish music. I'd put it all together, give it to my grandma so she can play it in her house. You know, this was 20 years ago. Right now, technology has evolved so much. I can not only download music, I can make my own music. I can talk to a freaking computer that helps me to create a song and I tell it what kind of song I want and it makes it for me within freaking a minute. And I can now put it on Spotify, put it on Apple Music, put it on YouTube and people are able to listen to it. That's incredible, right? Now, why am I sharing this with you? And if you want to listen to my music, just search for Luke Mindpower. You'll see it on my YouTube channel. You go on Spotify, find Luke Mindpower. One of my recent songs is called Love Yourself First or Don't Give Up or Mirror Mirror. That's about the mirror work. So a lot of my songs are very inspirational, motivational. It's all about personal development, emotional healing, and life transformation and success. Okay, so it's all about being inspired. Coupled, you know, and again, I love dance music, house music, deep house, all that kind of stuff. So you're going to see a little bit of variation, bit of reggae in there as well, R&B, hip hop, rap, like that's my vibe. But again, why am I sharing this with you is because that's part of my greatness. Part of my greatness is expression. And technology now, even more so, is allowing us to fully express ourselves. And how I'm doing it now, even more, not just the podcast, music, what a blessing. It's extraordinary, you know? So I'm able to create this and share it with the world and share it with all the millions of people that follow me on social media. That's another part of my greatness, of my potential, you know, that I'm able to exercise and express myself using this technology to reach more people. How amazing is that, you know? So if you're watching right now and you haven't tuned into Luke Mindpower, and my artist profile on Spotify, or if you go on my YouTube channel, actually, you'll find all the music. All of my music is on my YouTube channel, Luke Mindpower YouTube channel. You'll find it there, okay? But I hope that you really love it, and I hope it inspires you to live your dreams, to believe in yourself, because this is what this mission is all about. It's about finding yourself. It's about loving yourself. It's about putting yourself first and all the rest of the things that I teach. But again, when it comes to your soul, trusting your process, you know, it's hard to trust your process when you're not evolving and you're not like living in your authenticity. You know, when you start to actually be authentic, you start to believe in yourself more, you start to do what's right for you, you start to actually go against the way that you were living and the doubts and the fears and everything that was holding you back, you know, you will find that there is a new version of you. You will find that there's greatness in you. You'll find that there's so much untapped potential that you have within yourself that you're not actually using. And this is where the fulfillment, the progress equals happiness comes from, because all of a sudden you start realizing that more and more and more is able to come out of you. Does that make sense? Right? So that's really the part of you being able to expand, step into more greatness, more potential. But again, what does it come from? It comes from being yourself. It comes from loving yourself. It comes from taking action. It comes from moving forward. It comes from getting out of the vicious cycle, or, you know, as you used to say, Toxic, destructive, habitual behavior. Toxic, destructive, habitual behavior. Toxic, destructive. Toxic meaning unhealthy, right? Destructive. Destructive as in like, you know, it's not like positive. It's not helping you to actually make progress. Instead, you're just hitting a brick wall, or you're just, you know, creating havoc in your life. It's not moving forward. Toxic, destructive, habitual. Habitual, it's just something that is consciously on repeat in your brain. It's a habit that you've formed because this is all you know, and this is who you've been, and this is how you've thought for years on end. So it's a habit now that you are the way that you are, just like you would say, well, I've always been this way. Well, keep doing what you've doing, and you'll keep getting what you're getting, right? Or you can say, well, you know, like, for example, you know, I'm the type of person, this is what I hear from people that I speak to on calls. You know, I'm the type of person that I don't know if this program is going to be good for me. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this course. You know, I'm the type of person that, you know, when I start something, I don't finish it. And my response to people when they say that to me is, well, maybe now's the time that you change your story. Maybe now is the time where you say, well, I'm the type of person that when I really start something and I want to do something, I finish it. How about that? How about you change your story? So changing your story changes your life, changes your habits, right? But again, what are we doing? We're holding on to the story. I mean, Dean Graziosi taught me this in 2018. He said, the one thing that's holding you back from living your dreams is the bullshit story that you keep telling yourself as to why you can't do it. And that's always stuck with me because it's the truth. It's the bullshit. It's a story. Whatever story you're holding on to as to why you can't do something is a story you'll keep replaying in your head as to why you can't fucking achieve your goals, your greatness, your next level of life, your business that you've been thinking about opening, whatever it is that you want to do. And that's why we are creatures of habit. That's why a lot of us just stay where we're at. We keep doing the same shit, thinking the same, being the same, showing up the same, talking the same, you know, and nothing changes. You know, so sure, growth is uncomfortable and it can be a little bit scary, but guess what? Is it not scarier than thinking about where am I going to be in 5 years' time? Am I going to be in the same place, or am I going to be fucking, you know, somewhere else doing something better, being better, you know, doing something more fulfilling? And I got to tell you, just with the music again, I'm just going to like digress back to the music because like the last few weeks, like, or not just the last few weeks, maybe the, like a last solid like couple days, you know, my wife has observed my behavior with the music because like I'm literally stuck to the screen. Like I'm like so fucking invested and passionate about it. Like I'm sitting here, it's like I'm in a studio with a fucking AI robot and I'm just sitting here and I'm like, do this, do that, do that. Let's change this, let's change that. I've got my music. You can see it here on the camera a little bit. It's plugged in, but this speaker, man, like honestly, like this is actually pretty loud, you know, and it just sits here on my desk. And I put the music on full blast and I'm just sitting here. Like I'll get up, I'll walk around, I'll sit on the lounge and I'm listening to the sound and I'm like, are people going to love this? And if there's something that's off, I'll sit, I'll do it again, I'll change something, you know. And I've always loved music. There's just never been something of a possibility for me to be able to be creative with it and to invest a little bit of time in it where it doesn't take away too much of my time that I can't still manage my coaching business or my clients that I work with, my group coaching, my coaching institute. You know, but like my wife has just witnessed like the birth of Luke Mindpower Music. And she's just like seeing how passionate I am about it, you know. And I just go all in and I'm fucking excited because I absolutely love it. You know, truth be told, I know that the music that's going to change the music industry, but AI is changing everything. People are losing their jobs because AI is taking over their like graphic designs. I used to reach out to people who do graphic. Actually, I have a graphic designer on my team. I never ask her for graphic design anymore because I do it with AI. You know, I used to actually go, hey, could you do me this graphic? I need you to put this, this, and this graphic design. And I just go, AI, do this, blah, 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 make me a graphic. It does it within 10 seconds. You know what I mean? So the most important thing, actually, I was telling my friend, my DJ, Danilo, my best friend, I was telling him today, I said, bro, I said, AI is moving very fast. Technology is moving very fast. You either evolve with it and you use it, learn how to use it, or, man, you need to be adaptable. And if you're not adaptable and not willing to evolve with it, then you're gonna get left behind. You know what I mean? Especially if you're running an online business, especially if you're creating music, especially like for a lot of people in a lot of different areas, a lot of different professions, if you don't adapt to AI, to technology and start actually like learning how to use it to incorporate it into your business, then you will fall behind, you know, and doing things the old ways, like, people are going to be using AI much, a lot faster rate, just like I have, like I've released about 12 or 13 songs in the space of a few days, just because I'm so passionate about it, I love it, and I want people to hear my music and to listen to it and to love it as well. And I know they will because I've got a good ear for music. You know, I'm confident about it, right? You know, that's something that's really, really important. It's not like the old mindset is like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll just keep doing things the way I've been doing. And I've learned myself that, nah, man, it's like, you know, you don't know how things are going to change in 5 years. I don't either. It's like, you know, and so the music for me is another branch of the Luke Mindpower brand. And, you know, that's something that's going to be able to reach even more people. So I'm so excited about it. And I hope you guys love my music. But, you know, that being said, guys, you know, wherever you are right now, if you're just getting started, then just get started, you know, like don't even think, right? It's just like property, for example, like you want to buy a house or you want to whatever, and you look back 10 years ago and you go, oh my gosh, like we should have bought 10 years ago. It was so much cheaper. It was so much cheaper. Look at the prices 10 years ago. Guess fucking what? In 10 years' time, it's going to be the same shit. You're going to look back and go, oh, wow, we should have bought in 2026. Fucking hell, man. It would have been a lot better. It's the same shit, guys, you know? So the same thing goes with your dreams, you know? Don't sit there and go, well, you know, I could have had a chance to start in COVID, during COVID. That's when I started TikTok, 2020, right? And now it's 2026. I should have started back then. It's too late now. No, it's not too late, you know? It'll be fucking too late if you don't move off your ass and fucking take some action, because in 10 years' time, you don't want to be sitting there going, oh, I remember that podcast episode with Luke Mindpower saying, yeah, take some action, do some shit, and I didn't do nothing about it. Now it's 10 years later, and now it's fucking definitely too late, you know? So don't think that it's too late. It's not too late. It's not too late to get started. It's not too late to be better. It's not too late to heal your childhood trauma. Not too late to become a life coach. Not too late to start an online coaching business. It's not too late to live your freaking dreams, not your fears. It's not too late to overcome your anxiety, your depression, whatever the fuck you've been struggling with all your freaking life. It ain't too late, baby. It's not too late. Just change the way you think about yourself. Change your story. Change your environment. Change, 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 fucking change. Okay? Because if you don't change, nothing changes. It's up to you. You want to stay the same or you want to fucking change, okay? Because, again, who you surround yourself with, what you listen to, that's either going to influence you in a positive way or it's going to keep you stuck where you are. And, yeah, what's the scary part about it? The scary part about it is then when you wake up to your greatness, when you start saying yes to yourself, when you start believing in yourself, start doing what's right for you, ain't some people going to fucking like it? And guess what? Those people, they can fuck right off. Because you don't deserve to have people in your life that don't inspire you, don't encourage you, and don't want to see you fucking win. Simple as that. So if you're going to trust the process and you're going to achieve your dreams, you're going to achieve it because those kind of people have left your life. Not because you're allowing those kind of people to stay in your life. That's going to be the thing that drains your energy, that slows you down. And then you're going to be like, I'm going to trust the process. But I've got so many people around me that don't believe in me and they're going to keep dragging me down. You know? Why would you want that shit? It's just going to piss you off. You know what I mean? Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining me. Monday Mindset Live in the house, in the Dream Chasers, on Luke Mindpower Podcast, on Luke Mindpower YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, Amazon Music, wherever you're listening to me. I believe in you. I love you. I'm never going to freaking stop. I hope you enjoy my music. I hope you keep listening to the Luke Mindpower Podcast. I hope you share this episode with the world. Share this episode with your friends because more people need to wake up to their greatness and not give up. And if they're maybe in the middle of their process of transformation or building their coaching business or building their business or whatever it is that they're focusing on, their dream or whatever, trust the process. This is not an episode just about something that doesn't help everyone. It does help everyone. Everyone needs to hear this, trust the process, wherever you're at. And if you're not trusting the process because you're stuck in a rut and you're just stagnant in your life, well, now maybe this is your awakening to get the fuck up and move. Change the life. Change what you're struggling with. Change, become aware of like what you're repeating. You know, evolve. I'll leave you with this. Evolve or repeat. evolve or repeat. It's either you move forward and you grow and you learn from whatever you're going through, or you keep doing the same shit on repeat and you keep living the same life and getting the same results. I don't know about you, but if you're listening to this podcast, I don't think you're like anyone else. I think you're like me. I think you get it. You're like, I'm here to evolve. I'm here to become better. I'm here to change. I'm here to grow. I'm here to live my dreams, not my fears. Right? Capish? Makes sense? Because if you are not like me, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You're listening to this podcast because you resonate, because you're like, damn, wow, Luke's making some fucking sense. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I get it. I get it. I get it. You know? And I know there's heaps of us around. But I'm just doing this podcast. I'm doing my music. I'm doing everything that I do so that I can connect with like-minded people like you, so that I can connect with people around the world who resonate with my energy, my spoken word, my music, and everything that I do so that they can change their life. Because the truth is there's all millions of people out there, and I'm not for everyone, and that's okay. I'm not supposed to be for everyone. I'm for the people that do connect with Luke and go, fuck, man, Luke's vibe, I love it. I want to be around it. I want to work with him. I want to join his coaching program. I want to do his coaching, group coaching program, private coaching, listen to his music, join his communities, go to live events, you know, whatever it is that we do and you want to be around. This is what I'm saying. Surround yourself with that energy that you feel that creates that safety for you, where you feel you belong. And I know as well, guys, just finishing off, that this is what we're looking for. Like our innate nature, our humanity, it wants to belong. Especially, ladies and gentlemen, especially if you didn't feel like you belonged when you were growing up. Maybe you felt like, I told you earlier, like you felt rejected. You felt like, you know, not loved and not seen as a child. Whatever those experiences were. Now, what are you looking? Your innate nature, your inner child, your younger self wanted to feel loved, wanted to belong. And it didn't feel that. And so guess what? Luke Mindpower is here, and I hope that you'll join our communities. I hope you join our coaching programs. I hope you join our live events. I hope you listen to my music, because this is all about belonging. It's all about feeling connected. And when you feel connected, ladies and gentlemen, that's where you feel loved, supported, seen, and it's actually very fulfilling. You know, so finally, guys, if you're tuning in right now, you're interested in working with us in our coaching institute, and you want to start an online coaching business, you want to become a certified life coach, you want to learn everything that I teach, everything that I do, this is what we do in the Luke Mindpower Coaching Institute. There's a link on the description of this video if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, and you want to learn more, maybe you want to apply and get on a call with my team and understand the process of what it looks like to become a certified life coach and what it looks like after the certification, so you can actually learn how to start your own online business. There's never been a better time than to actually start an online business than freaking right now. The technology is on your side and it's fucking amazing, and you can get results faster than you think. Okay. So I'm sending you so much love, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you on the next episode. Have a great week. I believe in you. Don't freaking give up. I'll see you soon. From my pain and purpose, I shine so bright. All the scars that I carry, me, who I